Good morning, everybody. This is Robert Lucero. I'm the Development Hearing Officer for the City of Albuquerque. And hereby call to order the July 16th, 2025 hearing of the DHO at 9 a.m. This is a remote or online hearing where all participants will be on a video or audio conference. Please keep your audio on mute and your video off when you are not involved in the case being heard. Please note that we are recording only the audio of this hearing, not the video. Because it is audio only, it will be important that you give your name each time before beginning your remarks. We will use the chat capability of Zoom to let you know which agenda item is currently being heard. Please watch for that feed. The chat will also let you ask a question of the moderators, who are Jay Rodenbeck and Robert Webb. We want to inform you that all chat conversations are part of the record and are subject to the Inspection of Public Records Act. Please keep your chat comments relevant to the hearing. A note for plat applicants, any plats that are approved today will be electronically signed following the hearing. Mr. Jay Rodenbeck and Mr. Jacob Boylan will route those documents through the DFT members once the applicant has submitted a final PDF, including all of the utility signatures. Then the applicants will receive an emailed copy of the fully signed document. If there are conditions of approval, you will need to complete those conditions with each appropriate DFT staff member and then send the PDFs to Mr. Rodenbeck and Mr. Boylan to get the electronic signatures. Please note that the city engineer will be the final person to sign any plat. Ms. Angela Gomez is our hearing monitor. Ms. Gomez, would you please alert us to any changes in the agenda?
Yes, good morning. I do have one announcement, and that's for item number 6, PR 2024-0111129, application BA 2024-00313, located at 9001 Modesto Avenue Northeast. The agent has requested a deferral to July 30th.
Thank you. Is there anyone here regarding that agenda item six, it's a remanded case? Is any representative of the applicant team or member of the public who wish to speak on that item? Scrolling through the participants, and I don't see anyone indicating they're here for that item. So with that, I will go ahead and defer agenda item six, which is PR 2024-01129, VA 2024-00313, to the let me make sure I get the date right. Is it the June 30th? I'm sorry, July 30th. Did I get that right?
That is correct.
The July 30th hearing of the development hearing officer. Thank you, Ms. Gomez. Okay, now that we have the agenda set, I would request that any members of the public who would like to speak on a particular item, please let us know when that agenda item is called. When we get to the case time for public comment, if you're on Zoom, you can use the raise your hand feature, which can be found at the bottom of your screen under the React tab. Or if you're on video, you can just raise your hand and wave, and I'll see you and call on you in order to give your public comment. If any participant causes a disruption, the participant will be removed from the hearing. If there are any technical issues that would interfere with the progress of the hearing, we'll end the hearing, and the DHO hearing will then resume at 1 p.m. using the same link and phone number. As we begin, I'll read a brief statement regarding the purpose of the Development Hearing Officer. The DHO was created in 2022 by amendment to the Integrated Development Ordinance, the IDO. The DHO and the DFT staff members apply the standards and requirements in the IDO and in the development process manual. Okay, with those preliminaries said, let's go ahead and begin with agenda item one, and that is PR 2024-010555, minor plat 2025-00025. It's a request for a preliminary final plat submitted by Wayjohn Surveying, Inc. as agent for Gabriela and Martha Aragon, who request the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lot tract 317A1B and 317A1A, Town of Atrisco Grant Unit 3, which is zoned R1C and located at 6110 Eucharist Avenue Southwest between Eucharist and Bridge Boulevard, and it contains approximately 1.496 acres. Is there a representative of the applicant team here?
Hi, good morning. This is Gabriela Aragon. I am here today.
Hello, Ms. Aragon. Would you please state your mailing address for the record?
Yep, my mailing address is 6819 Boca Negra Place Northwest 87120.
Thank you. And please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth? Let's see, I didn't hear you there. I need a yes or an I do. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead if you'd like to please present the application. Tell us about the application.
Yes. So right now, my family, my parents own both lots. They're existing lots, one with the residence where they live, and then one is vacant. And our application is requesting that the vacant lot be made essentially wider, so bigger, right? And this, of course, means that the lot with the residence is now smaller than it is today. And that is, I guess, the summation of our application.
Okay, thank you. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before I call for a public comment?
No, not at this time. Thank you.
Okay, well, let's see if there's any public comment, and then if so, you'll have the chance to respond. So, for everyone here in attendance, we're on agenda item one. Please raise your hand if you'd like to provide public comment on that item. Scrolling through the participant list, I don't see anyone indicating they'd like to speak. Again, calling for public comment on agenda item one. Last call for public comment on agenda item one. Okay, Ms. Aragon, doesn't appear that there's any public comment, so we're going to proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority. Mr. Gutierrez, are you there, sir?
I am.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And again, just for the record, that's David Gutierrez from the Water Authority. Go ahead, sir.
So the Water Authority has no objection or comments on this one. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Let's go next to Hydrology. Tiquan Chen, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is transportation, Ernest Armijo. Please raise your right hand, sir. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. I did have comments, but and it was basically based around the sidewalk, but I did receive a supplemental letter requesting the determination to allow the sidewalk to remain at 4 feet rather than expand it to the required 5 foot. Transportation has looked at this, and the application for determination is acceptable to us, so we have no objections.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. Let's go next to code enforcement, Jacob Boylan. Oh, let's see. Before we do that, I see Jay Rodenbeck with the hand raised. Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Angela, did you find that letter in ABQ plan? I'd like to share that on the screen because I don't think most DFT staff for the hearing officer got to see it.
I have
And
it as well. I can pull it up.
yeah, I was going to say, just somebody needs to share it.
Yes,
Just
I
so
did
we
send that around, Jay, so everybody should have it in their inboxes and their email.
Robert, could you go ahead and just, yeah, there we go. Just want to make sure it's on the record.
Oops, wrong one. Hold
Yeah.
on.
There we go.
Great. Thank you. All right. Let's go next to code enforcement. Mr. Jacob Boylan, do you please raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
This is Jacob Boylan speaking on behalf of Code Enforcement. The property is zoned R1C and is located within an area of consistency. Therefore, a replat of the lot must meet the lot size requirements as per IDO 51C2B. The proposed tract 317A1A1 meets the maximum allowed contextual lot size standards at 0.4306 acres. And Jeff has provided the contextual lot size calculations in his memo. With a note, the existing lot is brought closer to compliance by the reduction in size and is allowed to remain larger than the contextual lot size requirements as per IDO 54C1B. Code enforcement has no objections to the proposed replat as shown.
Thank you, Mr. Wang. Let's go next to Parks and Recreation. I'm sorry, who'll be delivering those today?
It's Anthony Montoya, sir.
Oh, thank you. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Parks has no objection.
Thank you, Ms. Montoya. And that takes us to the planning comments. I'll be delivering those today.
It'll be me, sir, Robert Webb.
Thank you, Mr. Webb. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
This is Robert Webb. Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
We spoke about this a little bit at Sketchplat. Just wanted to have it on the record to clarify the existing and proposed land use. Previously, there was the overhead showed several structures and quite a few different vehicles. And the zoning calls for basically single family housing unless some type of home occupation fits within the standards there. So I just wanted to verify what the uses will be. And other than that, we just had some standard comments that I'll put in the chat as well.
Thank you. Let's go to Ms. Aragon. Would you please address Mr. Webb's question?
Yes. So where the so the lot A1B1 has the one single home residence. The structure behind it is actually a an detached garage structure. Right now for the vacant lot right now, all of that area will be cleaned out. The future planning for that would be for another single home residence. So both of those lots will be essentially will cleaned up and hold one home residence each. And
Sounds good.
there's no additional, business out of either lots planned.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. I've put in the chat some of the things that we'll need as once applications are approved, and then the standard conditions that we have here is we'll just have to make sure that the project and application numbers are added to the plat. That'll need to happen before final sign off. The
Okay.
date of the DHO approval to be added to the plat, and then we'll need a copy of the Aegis Division approval of the DXF file and submitted before final sign off. So I'll add those right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Webb. Okay, see, bear with me one second. Zoom is lost my window. There we go. Okay, so I think that's everybody. If we could just get any proposed conditions into the chat, that'd be wonderful. And then just a quick question on the determination. That will be in the form of a finding. Is that correct, Mr. Rodenbeck?
That's correct.
Okay.
Jay Rodenbeck, that's correct, Mr. Hiernauser.
Okay.
I Mr. Hiernauser, I guess one question to ask the DFT team. Did they get that determination on the plat as a note? We need that as a note on the plat too. If not, we need to have that as a condition.
I'll add that to the condition now because we have the letter, but I don't believe it's on the plat. So I'll add
Yeah,
that.
we need to have it on the plat.
Okay. Ms. Aragon, anything else you'd like to add before I make the ruling?
No, not at this time. Thank you, Mr. Lucero.
Thank you. Okay.
Mr. Hearing Officer, sorry to interrupt. This
Oh,
is Jacob
sure.
back. I see that Mr. Webb had a comment about clarifying if the owner signed the plat. The copy of the plat I'm seeing here does not have the owner's signatures. Just want to confirm on the record that we got a copy with the owner's signatures on the plat, because this copy doesn't have it. Ms. Arrigan, can you
Oh yeah, there
confirm?
it is.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Although it's not notarized, I don't know if that.
Mr. Hearing Officer, I think they'll need to get it notarized before they get it recorded.
Okay.
But I don't think we don't typically require notarization for DHO.
Okay.
Just owners sign the plat.
Very good. Thank you, everybody. Okay. Well, having heard the evidence and reviewed the record, ready to rule on this item. Thank you, everybody, for your input. I hereby approve agenda item one, which is PR 2024-010555, minor plat 2025-00025, with the accompanying determination. And because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First, the project and application numbers must be added to the plat before final sign-off. Next, per 66L2D7 of the IDO, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat. Next, a copy of the AEGIS approved DXF file must be submitted prior to the final sign-off of the plat. And finally, the DHO determination detail must be added as a note on the plat. Thank you, everyone. That concludes agenda item one.